Welcome to another episode of Adding Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Serena.Ryan. This is episode 90. What would financial decisions look like if they were easy? It is that time of year. Yes, I call it affectionately the silly season. And it does get a little crazy for some reason. It does have me wondering, why is that the case? I am finding the calendar is jam full of festive occasions and really a challenge to manage and balance time and money. This episode is feeling like my decision making regarding money is on steroids, and I really feel like it's something I need to talk about a little bit more, hence the topic. Before I get into it, I am going to share my three highlights of the week. My biggest saving, my biggest learning, and money bravery. My biggest saving this week. I don't need to keep all my books. Yeah, you'll see them if you're watching the video via Spotify, that I have a lovely large bookcase just behind me, and it's chock full of books. And I even have more books on the floor under my desk as well. I am someone who loves books. I'm a bookworm. And I had this moment this week where I have a lot of different conversations with family and friends about all the books I read and the learning I get from them. And I started to think about holding on to them. And then also about gift giving season. There's something incredible about shared learning and looking at my books as a way of, instead of me being the hoarder or the keeper of all the knowledge in these books, why don't I share them around more often? And do I really need to keep them at all? This goes beyond it being a library or even defining what a gift is. This for me is realizing the giving that we do. It doesn't have to involve visiting a shop and paying money. When I talk about it in different episodes of this podcast as well, about money becomes this exchange of value. And that epiphany for me hit when I was reading one of these very books. When we talk about Your Money or Your Life by Vicki Robin, in that book, she redefines money around value and detaching money from automatically being value. Money should be something that is given in the place of if you don't have something else of value to exchange. And in the spirit of giving, when I see the value of sharing the books, it's understanding that we don't automatically need to go and spend money at a shop for the gift to seem valuable. The whole idea of regifting is something that I used to shy away from significantly, and feeling that if I was regifting something that it wouldn't be seen as being valuable or that I would be seen as cheap. But then I'm missing the point of why I'm giving a gift. I think going to op shops is something that has helped me see things differently. When people have things of value that they've paid money for, that they still value but don't need in their lives, they take them to an op shop. That is the ultimate in regifting, because they're sharing something that is once incredibly valuable in their lives so that someone else can gain value from it. So the value becomes magnified. And even more valuable is that when people pay for those things at an op shop, that money goes towards the charity that is hosting that op shop. So this week, I have incredible friends that I'm not just giving books to for the sake of it. I'm giving them books that I know will help them, and that we've had shared conversations around the topics in those books that I can see will help with their learning. And that excites me a lot. My best learning. Beware of auto-renew. this week I monitor the payments, deductions that come out of my bank account. And what I noticed was there was a deduction and I couldn't recall what it was for. On investigation, an auto payment had been made for a service I'd accidentally left ticked when I purchased a web domain. Horrified at this payment for something I'm not using, I then went and checked on it and contacted the company that had basically done the deduction. Legally, they'd done it because I hadn't paid attention to what I'd ticked, and they'd given me a free version of it for 3 months, and after 3 months I had to pay. And because I'd left the auto renew box ticked, they'd taken the payment from my account. Previously, if something like that had happened to me, I would have just sucked it up and gone, oh well, that's on me. But then I realized I haven't used this service whatsoever, so I got in contact with them to get that payment refunded. I am saying my biggest learning is make sure you pay attention when you sign up for things on what their terms are. They had done nothing wrong technically. I hadn't paid enough attention to what I'd signed up for. And that in itself is related also to my money bravery, because I could have sat with it and say that was my learning. Oh well, I had to pay for it, suck it up. My money bravery was getting in contact with them and saying, no, I want my money refunded. And I held them to that. And in the end, because I have other services with them, we mutually agreed for that to be a credit to my account. Now, those money conversations are something that you can easily shy away from, but it doesn't hurt to actually speak up for yourself, is my point. When we speak up and we hold people accountable, then we have the opportunity to take ownership of our financial circumstances. It's not easy, but I think it's important for me to share it in this podcast to remind myself and anyone else out there who is challenged with these conversations. It's your money and it's your own life and your circumstances. And if you're not using something that you've paid for, then you should speak up about it and see what arrangements you can come to. In my case, I've got a credit on my account for something that I wasn't using, and that credit will be used towards things I will use. And that's a good thing. It's worth speaking up. This episode is relatively short and sweet. What I want to emphasize is, yes, it's a silly season. There are a lot more things crowding in and commitments to be with friends and family. I would say the lesson and the learning this week and this topic is financial decisions are easy when your attitude is one of looking after you and treating everyone with kindness. Financial decisions are easy when you have a clarity of being kind and knowing that everyone else is also having a tough time. If you can assume that they're having a tough time, even if they don't show that they're having a tough time, that actually makes it easier. That is my experience, because I feel even having hard money conversations, when I assume the best in everyone, it is easier for me to have those money conversations. And I'm not shying away from it. And I feel it becomes easier when I can smile and think, wow, that person is amazing. I end up having easier conversations. Have that as a beautiful thought this week. And know that the series of podcast episodes that are coming in the next few weeks are going to be surrounding those incredible opportunities of making financial decisions easier.